Hello, my name is Aaron Wardle, and normally I'm giving a little intro about Sling Stones being a podcast with insights for the Christian journey and setting up our host, Terry Wardle, my dad. But I wanted to give a little context about this week's episode before we move forward. You see, this was recorded in February, and as I was listening and editing this, I believe this is an important message for this time. As we are navigating this worldwide pandemic, and different people are being impacted by this in many different ways, some extreme, to some this is inconvenience. We believe that this is a time where we press into the peace of God, but also in a moment, Dad is going to give a teaching on being a blessing and speaking blessing. That there is power when we listen to the Holy Spirit and we are able to speak those words of blessing from God through us to someone else. It brings life and it brings peace. As you listen to this podcast, my dad will refer to laying on hands and things that right now that we just can't do because of our current state of social distancing and quarantine. But one of the things I invite you to do is how can you translate this message of being and speaking a blessing to the people around you? Maybe it's through a Zoom call or Google Hangout, maybe through a FaceTime or even a phone call, reaching out to someone, listening to the Holy Spirit, and speaking those words of blessing into their lives for such a time as this. And now, your host, Terry Wardle.
I recently had a great 4 days. I was with 16 other people, and we were spending our time learning more about prayer. Let me tell you one of the reasons of many why the week was so good. We spent time learning how to actually speak blessings over one another. Now, in some ways, this is us revisiting a topic we did a long time ago, but I feel led to do it partly because it was so exciting to watch people bless one another, but also it's good to remind ourselves of the power of blessing that is ours in Christ. So the way I teach it to people is that an individual sits in a chair, but they don't have to be, they could be standing, and the person doing the prayer just comes over to them and says, "Is it okay if I felt led to lay a hand on your shoulder? I'd like to bless you." Whatever the person says, they then respect that. And then the individual doing the praying waits before the Lord. And then when God gives them a blessing, they speak the blessing. Now, they're not praying a blessing over them. "Oh, Lord, we pray that you would." But instead, it's something like, "In the strong name of Jesus Christ and by the power of his shed blood, I bless you with." And that becomes the venue to speak words over people, words of blessing. Now, we did this 2 or 3 times, and each time people would respond with tears, not only at the fact that they could hear God speak to them about a blessing they wanted to give someone else, but those that were receiving the blessing were talking about how personal it was, how powerful it was, and how God actually did something in their lives. I want us to recapture yet again the power we have to speak blessings over people. Do you know that in many cases, when Paul was ending his letters with a benediction, benedictus, good word, it was a blessing for the people. As he talked about the grace of the Lord being with you, he was using the power of his position in Christ to speak a spiritual reality over the people that were reading his letters. And I'm sure he did the exact same thing when he was in people's presence in order that they could receive a blessing from the Lord. You see, I've come to the place of believing that these aren't just words that are being spoken, but there's power behind that. Remember, Paul said, "Bless and do not curse," in Romans chapter 12. He's basically saying, look, there's power here, so be careful of your words. Say words that bless people far more than you say anything that would anyways curse them. So I wrote a curriculum a number of years ago called The Dad Connection. It's about how fathers can bless their children. And it's been used quite a bit, and I'm very grateful for it. And in chapter 3, I talk about this issue of what does it mean to bless? And one of the things is to understand the whole root word of the word bless. it comes from this word barach, and it means to enrich a person in every possible way, to positively impact their physical life, their spiritual life, their relational life, their emotional life, to give them a word of God faithful to the virtues and values of the kingdom that can empower them. You know, there is a degree to which the word blessing in Scripture means to kneel before. To kneel before someone in order to honor them, to show them preference, to defer to them, and to serve them. And Scripture is crystal clear that the Lord blesses us. Do you realize that? If the word bless means to kneel before, which it does, to enrich, then what we see is the Lord is doing that for us. The King of the universe comes as a human being. For what purpose? To bless us, to enrich our lives, to kneel before us and to serve. And so I think it's important for us to revisit from time to time how important this is that we learn to bless. I've been conscious of this of late, for a long time, actually. And so when I'm with somebody, the other day I was at the dentist, not my favorite thing, but as I was leaving, not only thanking the assistant and the dentist, but I spoke a blessing over them. And they received it. They may be a little bit embarrassed, but at the other hand, there's something that happens. I think there's a power that goes forth there. Even in this curriculum that I did on the Dad Connection, one of the things I do right at the beginning, as people decide they're going to be part of it, is I speak a very specific blessing over them. I'm going to read that blessing to you because I think it would be an example. In the strong name of Jesus Christ and by the power of his shed blood, I bless you with the anointing of the Holy Spirit for this ministry to your children. May the living presence of Jesus be your guide. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And I've heard from some of the people that participate in this that that's exactly what happens. Why? Because I think there's something spiritual that takes place when we bless. Now, maybe one of you right now is asking the question, well, do I have to be with them to bless them? No. Ask the Lord to give a blessing for your children. Speak it out into the air. It's okay to pray the blessing, but learn the authority that is yours in order to speak the blessing. And one thing Scripture is crystal clear about is the fact that these blessings make a difference in people's lives. I know you know the story of Jacob and Esau, and how Esau was the oldest son, and his father, Isaac, asked him to go and to get some wild game and make a stew for him. And then when he came back, he would bless the oldest son. But Jacob, he deceived his father. He pretended to be Esau, and he went in. His mother had made a stew out of lamb. He pretended to be Esau, and the Bible says that Isaac blessed Jacob with Esau's blessing. And when, in fact, Isaac learned this, he said the words that I think are very shocking. Even though these words were not given over the correct son, it said this, "Indeed, he will be blessed." You see, when Esau came with his offering, with his stew, and Isaac realized he gave the blessing to Jacob, he didn't take it back because he knew there was power in blessing. "Indeed, he will be blessed." Even when he received this blessing deceptively. That's hard to imagine, but it's something that tells us about the power that is ours in Christ to do good by speaking blessings over people. What if today, in your prayer time, you started to name some people And you ask for each one of them, Lord, what is the blessing you would have me speak over them today? And maybe you won't even see them. But then out loud, in the strong name of Jesus Christ, by the power of his shed blood, I bless you with. You can do that right now. Some of you may be doing dishes. Others of you are driving down the road. Some of you are sitting, listening. But do you know that right now, because you're God's own, and because words make a difference in the life of the Spirit, you could speak blessings over people. And you could do it today. You're going to go to Walmart, or maybe you're going to the beauty shop, or you're at work. And when you leave someone, what if you just said the words, God bless. God bless you. I have come to believe that those words have meaning and those words have power. I bless you today in the strong name of Jesus Christ with an experience of the nearness of God and the power of his love for you. I speak that with belief that somewhere today, you're going to realize God's right there, and you're going to taste his love. And I say that with faith because I believe that blessing makes a huge difference in our lives. When I was pastoring a church out in California and we taught people to bless, it was amazing that people would come to church, and when we had this prayer time where if someone had a need, they could go. And we taught the people that one of the first things you do when they go for prayer is to give them a blessing. Folks would go just to receive the blessing. And they would talk about the fact that it uplifts them and it makes a difference in their lives, as the very definition of the word blessing says. Folks, God has given us in Jesus Christ authority. And part of that authority is to go into this world and to shed light, to live by the virtues and values of the kingdom, to wish for people an outpouring of God's presence on their lives. And we can turn that into a reality as we begin to take steps to plant seeds of blessing. And I know I told you this before, seeds grow. I had an individual recently come to me and talk about a tough situation between a mother and her son. And one of the things I talked about is speak blessings over them. Even though they're away right now and wandering, not only pray for them, but take your position in the heavenlies with Christ and speak a blessing. And you know, if you wait upon the Holy Spirit will quicken you. The Holy Spirit will give you a blessing that you can share and speak out. You're a powerful person because you're seated with Christ in heavenly places. And I want to encourage you to recognize this. And it's something that's so foundational to Scripture. Do you know that when Jacob was passing, he brought all of his sons together and he spoke a blessing over each one of them. And those sons longed for that blessing. And they realized that those words spoken out into the heavenlies would empower to some degree the future direction of their lives. We need to recapture this in our own lives and trust in what God does through us as we stand in the name of Jesus Christ and speak a good word over people. I'm glad we've revisited this topic today. And I want to encourage you, don't wait till tomorrow, the next day, or the next. Right now, ask the Lord to give you someone that could use a blessing. Speak it out in the heavenlies. Give them a call the next time you see them. Just say the simple words, God bless you. And my friend, may you be blessed today with knowing that God's face shines upon you.